Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I know, Tyler, your ass better cut that music off.
What happened?
What? You don't like Nirvana?
What happened? What'd I miss?
No, you better cut that music off during these segments, but we got a guy right here, boy.
Oh, the 5 o'clock
just losing his mind,
fire,
man. Mm-hmm. My man is losing his mind right here.
Old grumpy butt.
He did say we do have the best show. I mean, he's accurate, but my man said, "Well, you better." I mean, he fired them off, the three or four of them, that damn background music.
Who did that? What are you talking about?
My man on the text line.
Not a fan of the fire.
Tyler had to get with him. I mean, what the hell's crawled up your ass? He didn't say that, but that's so many words. No, man, it's been a good time out here. We always have fun at this location, at Buffalo Wild Wings. Remember, we will be out at a Reaction Friday and also a Football Friday. Walk-ons, Katy, is where we will be. Plenty of prizes. You can win future Texans tickets on that Friday, as we do every Friday. Colts-Texans tickets, the final game of the regular season, which could loom very, very large. You got a chance to win a pair of those tickets as well. Ultimate Tailgate, where you get a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and a pair of tickets in the suite as well. So a lot for you to potentially win coming up. Walk-ons at Katy. On Friday for Football Friday. Oh, by the way, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as Nick Caserio, he will jump on with the fellas right after we get done, so stay tuned for that. Area 45 coming on 8 to midnight. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, they got you, as they will get you ready for, I believe, the Texans and the Bills, but also this big game for the Rockets in Cleveland that they'll, I'm sure, talk about a little bit later on as well, while they're rolling tonight to midnight on Area 45. T-Mill's best bets coming up here in just a bit. Pretty good week so far, so we'll see if he can maintain this thing. All right, Clint, I think for me a big question that I have in this game, and I think it's an important part. If you missed Brandon Scott, he was on with us earlier. For the Texans report, he brought it up, and I think in as many words said it was the most important thing for this game. And D'Amico Ryans, when he spoke to the media yesterday, last time we heard from him before this game, he talked about the importance of this and this being their ability to be able to run the football on the Buffalo Bills. Here's D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, running the ball, for me, it's always a key. No matter who you're playing, who's your opponent, you got to run it well. That's just, you know, when you can dictate and control the line of scrimmage, it just opens up your playbook a lot more. So the run game is vital. Of course, it's going to take all 11 guys blocking really well, being detailed in what we're doing, and our backs just finishing.
Obviously, Clint, when you have a backup quarterback in there, running the football, that can be helpful to any quarterback, to be honest with you, but especially a backup quarterback. Running the football could be a big help. You can control the game, keep Josh Allen off the field much more if you're running the football, and they've done a great job with time of possession in this streak here of late. But you can run the football, and Clint, even though the Texans are the 23rd ranked rushing offense with 107 a game, they got a chance here in this game, Clint, because the Bills are one of the worst. They're 31st in the league when it comes to rushing yards given up. They give up 153 a game in the last 2 weeks. Miami and Tampa just ran all over them. 400 yards combined with five rushing touchdowns in that game. And, Clint, to me, this is a big storyline in this game, because when the Bills have lost, hell, and even some of their wins, but when the Bills have lost, teams have run all over their asses. And it's out there for them. Now, are the Texans good enough to take advantage of it? Woody Marks, whoever is going to be in front of them, that offensive line, the tight ends, Cade Stover is back, that should help. But are they good enough to take advantage of this, which is the biggest weakness on the team? This is the thing that...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Everyone says we'll stop Buffalo from getting to a Super Bowl. Is their run defense? And to me, can the Texans take advantage of that?
Yeah, look, I think they can. Now, to what degree, I don't know if they're going to go out there and run for 200 yards.
Yeah.
But we've seen the Texans in moments the last couple of weeks run the football and straight gash defenses in critical points in the game. And so, you know, there's something brewing there. I do believe that they've gotten better. We'll see how much better. I think Trent Brown obviously gives him a better chance to get push up front. You know, we'll see what they do at the right guard position. We'll see what they do at the offensive line position. I think Ed Ingram is a better run blocking guard than Titus, and so that we'll see what they do there.
Remember Noah Ed Oliver, he is still out in this game.
But yeah, look, I think we can run it. I think we can run it well enough to complement the pass game, and as long as we start that conversation with we got to be really good on defense. I think we can run it well enough to complement the pass game and have an effective offense.
And I think, right, Woody Marks is a guy that I would still say looks like he got the bulk of the carries in the last game. And I think there is a place for Nick Chubb to get some run in this thing, in both of them. But to me, Woody Marks, we're watching – they pulled off a third-string guy last week for the Bucs. We've watched a lot of teams have great success. And we've watched Woody Marks have great success, right? The previous Titans game, he started rolling in it before. So we have seen flashes. I don't know if we've seen a full game. We've seen flashes of their run game being able to go. And I mean run game, I don't mean including CJ or Davis Mills, but the times they hand off. And I, you know what, Clint? I expect to see that to be a big part of the offense, because if they are such a game plan offense the way they talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard not to look at this team and think, all right, if you're a game plan offense, this is the week where We run the football.
Lean into it. I think they're better up front. I think Woody Marks getting 18 carries to Nick Chubb's 3 last week, I think that bodes well to at least the best running back we've got in a Texans uniform getting more touches. I mean, I remember we had a 4-man rotation to start the season, and then all of a sudden Dari Agunbowale got mixed back in there after the bye for some reason. But it looks like they've settled in, at least last week it did look like they settled in with Woody Marks being the best bet there. I got to believe if you're going to lean heavy into the run approach, the run attack, which you should, that Woody Marks is going to get the touches. And just Woody Marks, nothing against Nick Chubb. Look, I like Nick Chubb. I like Nick Chubb in the role. I'm not opposed to Nick Chubb getting a lot of carries. The reality of it is this offense needs playmakers. This offense needs explosion. This offense needs twitch and change of direction. And right now, man, Woody Marks is one of just a handful of ways to get that. And so I don't know that, for me, that takes priority over Nick Chubb running downhill between the tackles. And so I like the direction the Texans are going with the running back. I like the opponent's inability to stop the run. So, yeah, I feel like we should be able to – I don't know about set the tone. I don't know about establish the run. Those are some pretty strong
– I bet you they're talking about that.
Well, I'm sure they're talking about it. But in real football, that's pretty strong terms to use. I don't know that the Texans have that in them against anybody. But an effective run game that can be complementary to an efficient pass game, I think we can get it done.
Yeah, text line coming in about Woody Marks and his size. He's a third down back. You don't want to give him that many carries. I'm not saying they're the same guys, but Devon Achane went up against this Buffalo defense, and I'm not – he's an explosive player. The difference, I'm just from a size perspective, Woody Marks is more put together than him, and he got 22 carries for 174 yards and 2 touchdowns in that game against that Buffalo defense, over almost 8 yards a carry.
Look, we're not talking about giving a guy 30 carries downhill between the tackles and
Jamal
the teeth
Anderson,
of the defense.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 18 carries. I'll take it. All right. I mean, he can handle 18 carries. We're not living in the 1990s when we're running ISO and we're running downhill into the teeth of a defense in a pro-style offense. I mean, this is – he's fine right there. I mean, now you get into the 24, 25, upper 20s on a week-in, week-out basis, then, yeah, we may have to have a conversation about Woody Marks. But in today's game, man, these guys are – they're fine at that 15 to 18 carry mark. And if Woody gets that, I'd be more than happy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. All right, as we finish this thing off, let's try to make a little cash for you. Not a bad week, not too bad yesterday. Got a push on one, so you won one, lost one, not too bad. What you got tonight? T Mill's best bets. By the way, if you don't get those, if you miss them, or you want to hear them again, or you forgot them, head to @TMillRealDeal. As he posts all of his best bets every night. What you got tonight?
Yeah, I was mad at that push too, Ron. Because at halftime, that was very much on pace to be a 2-for-3 night. But here we are. Anyway,
yeah.
4 more NBA bets tonight, including the home team. First, got the Indiana Pacers +2. They are hosting the Hornets. Next, I got an under for you. Wizards at the Timberwolves, under 238.5 points in that one. And then 2 Rockets bets here, as the Rockets are going to be in Cleveland, tipping off here shortly, taking on the Cavs. I got the Rockets in a pick 'em. They're saying this game's basically a toss-up. So I got the Rockets winning. Hometown squad's got to win tonight. And
I
then
like
Alp,
that part.
You like that one?
Tell me. I like that part.
You don't like the first two. Oh, that's great.
No, I'm waiting for this one you're about to get to.
Oh, you hate this one. And this might be my favorite one. I got Alpi Şengün over 21.5 points tonight against the Cavaliers. That is 21.5, and that is the over for Alpi.
I don't hate it. I do think this may be the best defensive front court he's running into. Evan Mobley, the reigning defensive player of the year, and then Jared Allen, also a really good big they have there. But to your point, though, he certainly eclipsed this when he went against Wimby a couple weeks ago, and I think Wimby is the best defensive player in the game. So we'll see. I don't know if I'd have the balls to bet on it.
They'll step
it is crazy.
Up to the challenge.
The Indiana Pacers are home dogs to LaMelo Ball and the Hornets. This is where we are. The Pacers were in the finals last year. I mean, the Hornets.
Life comes God. At you fast.
LaMelo Ball and that crew. I mean, good God. All right. We appreciate you, Matt, our engineer, holding us up here on YouTube and Twitch and on the air. Shay, our promo staff, great job. Tyler, great job as always holding us down. Clint, fun job. We'll see you tomorrow for a little short show as we get ready for the Bills and the Texans. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Not only did she sell
it,
she gave them away. The water, the hot water and the cold water PEX pipes.
It took you a second when you walked in the room.
I said how much? I said how much you get for them? How much you get for them? She said, "Oh, I gave them away."
It just got rid of the washer.
So we just going to the washer interior the next few days, or
hold on now, what happened here?
Then I look at you,
Tyler Miller. You are the greatest producer in the world.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.